you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord! Hallelujah! Oh, Father, you know, God was just speaking to me right here and saying that this meeting will be a new start for many people here today. People that have been like going in the same routines over and over and over again. They have maybe felt, yeah, the Lord is here, the dad is here, the Holy Spirit is touching me, but they're waiting for that breakthrough. But you know, God is giving you a new chance. Hallelujah. God is raising up people, men and women that have been like going in routines for a long time, but he's giving them a new chance. Hallelujah. And God wants to say to you, you have a new chance. You will stand up. You will start walking as the son of the living God, as the daughter of the living God, and bring his kingdom out where you live in your daily life, wherever you go. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, it's so good to know. Oh, sorry. I'm just this little quiet, you know, Scandinavians, they are very quiet. It's just as me. No, but, you know, I want to start with telling you a story that, about a friend of mine in Mali. We have some churches in Mali and some other places in West Africa. Normally I'm telling stories from Niger, but this one is from Mali. Well, it's a little bit Niger also, actually. A young man, his name was, or is, I mean, Atahir. Atahir come from the Songhai tribe, where there are about 1 million people. That's quite big tribe, but it's, I mean, not of the biggest. Strict Muslim background. Until we started our church in Gao in Mali, there was no church, Songhai speaking church existing. But today there is. Hallelujah! That's a privilege, you know, to be able to start the first church in a people group. Wow! Oh, that's a real privilege. Okay, Atahir. He had a friend that came to the church, and he was healed, and his life was totally transformed. And Atahir had a lot of trouble, and he said, "Well, let me come to this church also and see, you know." And he came. He gave his life to Jesus, and he and his wife and his children. He had how many? Four or five children, and. He was a humble man. He really wanted to do everything the leaders of the church said. And slowly we saw him growing. But it was very slow. But one day, Atahir said, "I would like to go to your school of ministry." We have a school of ministry in Niger. In Mali they speak French, and we have like 1 year with Hausa, one or a half year school with Hausa, one with English, one with Fulani, one with French, or sometimes English and Hausa, or English and or French and Hausa together. So he had to wait till the school had his language. And he came to the school, and, you know, he came to a different culture. It's not very different to me. They are very similar, but they are two neighbor tribes, neighbor countries. And he felt the food was not like the food he was used to. You know, I don't know if there is any school of ministry people that recognize this problem. And he started to complain a bit. And slowly he started to become a big problem in the school. And both him and his wife, that used to be so nice and humble, and they were negative and critical and troublesome all the time. And we said, is this what our school is doing to people? But we decided it was just the food. Actually, we had to send Atahir back. And that was a big decision also, because actually he gave up a lot of stuff. He quit his job and a lot of things. But we warned him several times, but we just had to send him back. And when he came back, he felt it was so unfair that he, out of all the students, he and his family were the only ones that were sent back. And he gave up so much. And he became, actually, for a while, he was really a problem in the church there also. And slowly, alongside with his bitterness and his, well, the trouble he had in his inside, he started to become sick. And he became sicker and sicker. I don't know exactly what it was. It was some stomach trouble. Over several months, this sickness became worse and worse, and he ended up in the hospital. And we, in Norway and several places, we knew him, of course. We loved him, even if he was troublesome. And we prayed for him. And he just got sicker and sicker. And one day, I think Grace was visiting me in Norway the day before. We were us in the school in Norway with a team from the school here. And they phoned me our leader in Mali phoned me and said, hey, well, the phone line was really bad, so I didn't hear the whole story. But I understood that Atahir was so sick, they brought him back from the hospital, and they gave him up, kind of. So I said, okay, let me pray for him, put the phone to his ear, and I will pray for him. What I didn't hear was that he died. He was dead. So I said, put the phone to his ear and I will pray for him. So our pastor today, he put the phone to his ear, and I heard the Holy Spirit said, speak life into Atahir. That was a good idea. Normally God's ideas are good ideas, you know. Well, I mean always, sorry. And so I said, in the name of Jesus, I just command life into an Atahir. In the name of Jesus, I command life into Atahir. I said it 3, 4, I don't know how many times. And after some couple of minutes, Atahir said, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I heard from the back, I heard a lot of people shouting, hallelujah, screaming, you know. I didn't understand, because I thought he was just sick. And it was not so strange to me that he said amen to my prayer. And the next day, I got an email from a leader there about some practical stuff. And then at the end of the mail said, well, by the way, thank you for bringing Atahir back back to life. I said, what? Hallelujah! Oh, that was cool. That was nice. But amen. That's worth an applause. Woo! I had no idea what had happened. But you know, what is well, maybe it's not so strange. But after this, Atahir kind of changed his behavior a little. I don't know, there's somehow a new kind of gratefulness, and he's so thankful to the leaders in the church, you know, and here his behavior and the behavior of his wife also is totally changed. And he's walking around just witnessing and bringing people to Jesus. And God really gave him a new chance. Hallelujah! And you know, God is a God of new beginnings, a new starts. And he wants to make sure that we all the time have new starts. You know what? God is God the creator. Hallelujah. He's the creator. He's new, making, creating new things. He's creating new things that never existed before. And some people say, well, yes, we believe in creation. Yeah, but I said, he is the creator. It's not that he was the creator, but he is the creator. He is the one that creates new things all the time. That's his nature. His nature is that he is the creator. And when you connect with him, you that creative flow, that it starts flowing into you. And it starts doing new things in your life. And when I'm talking about creative flow, I'm not talking only about arts or music, that also. But new ways of thinking. God is calling. I sense that there are people here that God has spoken to you about some business project that you were supposed to go into, and you didn't. And you feel that, oh, I lost it. And there are some people that have been called out to the mission field, and somehow, I don't know, fear, worries, fear of the economy or something stopped you. But God is giving you a new chance. It might not look exactly like the plan that you had. It might not look exactly like what he was about to lead you into. But he will give you a new chance. And you need to say, Lord, create new thoughts in my head. Amen. Speak to my heart. Speak to my head. Let me know what you have planned for me around the next corner. Hallelujah. Because he is planning something for you that is new, that is different. Amen. He's the creator. He wants you to renew your mind. The mind and the plans and the way of understanding you had 10 years ago should not be the way you are thinking today. And actually, the way you are thinking today should be different from the way you were thinking yesterday. Hallelujah! Because he's all the time creating. Amen. So, and we are, you know, God is a spirit. Those that worship him will worship in spirit and in truth. That means we need the truth. Amen. We need solid teaching. We need doctrines. We need knowledge of the word of God. But we need to have a spirit that is open, that is receptive, that is open for new ideas, new strategies, new businesses, new challenges, new places to go, new people to touch. Hallelujah! Amen! Amen! God is giving you a new chance. But you know, if you continue in the tracks that you have been going for so long time, you will miss the new chance. And God is saying to many of you today, is like, well, how do we say that in English? The ball is on your part of the field. In your court. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there are many people that are sitting, waiting, and saying, well, yeah, Daddy, I know you love me, and I'm here, and you know, I'm open for anything. And you have been sitting there for 10 years and be open for anything. Whoops! Or you have been sitting there for 2 days waiting for him. Well, there are times to sit for a couple of days. I have a t-shirt that says, there is no off-season. Amen. Well, I bought it in Minnesota last week. Because what are they called, the team there? The Vikings, you see? The Scandinavians, yeah. Hallelujah. There is no off-season. But let's pray for a moment. I'll continue here, but... Well, if you know right now, I will say this, and I will give you some minutes to talk, and I will tell you a story. If you really want to say to the Lord, give me a new direction, show me exactly what is that new chance for me, and I'm willing to do what you tell me, whatever it is, and I'm willing to go on to find out until I know. You know, for some of you, God will come to you today with a vision or a picture or an idea, maybe directly, maybe through the ministry team. So the ministry team, you be ready also. Amen. Because there are many people here today that will take a new step, a decision to say, I'm not sitting on this same chair anymore. Some of you, and the first thing you need to do is just to find a new chair for the next meeting. And not, don't be insulted if someone take your chair. Well, that's a small start. You know, Abraham and his father, they left Ur. How do you say that in English? Ur. Ur? Ur. He left somewhere in Chaldea, his home place with his father. And the Bible said they left to go to Canaan, the promised land. And on the way, they stopped in Haran. They stopped. I don't know what stopped them. The Bible doesn't really say. They stopped there, obviously, for some years. They stayed there for some years. They had left everything to go to the promised land, and they stopped halfway. I don't know if it was his father that, I don't know what it was, circumstances. Sometimes we don't need to really find out who to blame. You understand? We just say, Lord, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to go there where you have promised, where you have called me, what you have planned for me. I want to go there. I want to be there. Amen. And Abraham was there for years. He followed his father. They knew they were going to the promised land. And his father died. Hey, his father died.
He was following his father to the promised land. Who should he now follow? You know, right now, the Holy Spirit is starting speaking to your spirit. You see, God has not forgotten you. He do not regret his gifts. Amen? Hallelujah. And it's not, there's a lie that many older people or grown-up people are believing that it, well, God will use the youth. Well, of course, now that's not a lie, sorry. But he will only use the youth. That's a lie. Yeah. No. God wants to use everyone, and he will use you. If you say, hey, I'm here. I will have the Spirit of the living God flow through me. I will be a light in darkness. I will carry the glory. I will go in those works that he planned for me to walk in. Hallelujah. There is something called holy rest. What do you say? Restlessness. Yeah. You know, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that a sense of holy restlessness will come over this congregation. And even when they rest in your presence, Father, I ask for a flow of inspiration. A flow of inspiration. I speak to the spirit of the people that are gathered here today. Rise up! Rise up! Hallelujah! Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. There is something in you that will not allow you to die. There is not something in you that will not allow you to just sit there and be a spectator. Amen. You should not be coming just to see what the Lord is doing. No, but bring his presence and his kingdom with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Just like God rose Attire from the dead, he will raise you from the dead. He will raise you from this spirit of this passive spirit, this apathy. Yes, thank you, hallelujah, amen. Who wants the ministry team here to come and lay hands on them? And do you have a word? No. Please raise up your hand if you want the ministry team to lay hands on you and pray for you and release that new urgency in your spirit, that new ideas, new visions, new flow of creativity from heaven. Just raise up your hand and the ministry team will go around. And Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we release destiny. We release works prepared from you. In the name of Jesus, come, Father. Come, Boresi din dobro. You can stand up also if you want, where you are. Ministry team, just go around. Come, Holy Spirit. Shaya brondo sitandaya. Oh, come, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, we just release. We release direction over Ken's life. Reveal right now, Father.
I will be more near you than your wife ever be.
Oh, just stand here. Oh. Thank you, Father. Come, Holy Spirit, come over Kenra. Come, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we just release a flow of revelation, a flow of revelation. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, we release spiritual gifts, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak revelation over each and every one of them to these people. Come in the name of Jesus. Come in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Father. Fill them with your love. Lift them, Father. I release spirit of revelation to flow in their spirits, Father. Let a new move start in their spirit right now. Just continue to flow, Father. I speak revelation over them right now, and to flow, to continue to flow tonight when they sleep, the days to come, Father. I wake up a slumbering generation. I call you. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Wake up in the name of Jesus. Come into the destiny of God. Come into the plan of God. I wake you up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Rosembarete Kindi Moya. Oh. Come, Father. Shekaya Brondosia. Come, Father. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, revelation. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, come over this couple right now. Shene makreta lana. I release your plans over their life. Provision in the name of Jesus. A flow of the love of the Father. Flow of the love of the Father. Come, Holy Spirit. Just let your love and your plans just soak and marinate their lives, Father. Holy merendo sekiria. Is there anyone else here that has not been prayed for? Hold your hands up so the ministry team can see you.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Did you all you belong together?
Yes.
Oh, Father.
Yeah, hallelujah. I think I'll continue to preach a little here. You can continue to pray when or minister and let the Holy Spirit do His work. And hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, we are so grateful, Father. We are so grateful for being in Your presence, for being before You, for being... Oh, we are so grateful, Father. Thank You that You are really an almighty God. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. You are really an almighty God. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Oh, eyes have not seen, that's chapter 2 verse 9, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Hallelujah! Amen! Ears have not heard and eyes have not seen the things that God prepared for those that loved him. Amen. So God has things in store for you that love Him that your ears has not heard of and your eyes have not seen and that your thoughts has not been able to comprehend. Hallelujah. Amen. And God wants to continually take us new steps, take us into new things, enable us to conquer new land. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I will, you need, and I need my head to be in tune with my heart, my spirit. Because there are things that you might sense in your spirit. You might sense, Lord, there is something here. There is something new here. But I'm not really sure what it is. Maybe you just need to take some time alone with the Lord. Just to be in His presence. Just to cry out to maybe take some time off and fast and pray and say, Lord, I want Your will. I want to hear from You. You can never force God to do anything by fasting and praying enough. He loves you perfectly as you are, you know. But you can make sure you tune into His frequency. Hallelujah. And enable your mind and your head to understand the frequency of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's when we start to see some of those things that we have not seen before. And maybe there are things you have seen in other people's life, but God is raising up a new kind of people, a people where there are men and women, sons and daughters that really walk as sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Amen. And it doesn't matter what you did before. Hallelujah. God will heal you. God will restore you. God will bring you up. I was reminded of another story also. that I told a part of this story this week in the school also, but not just a part of it. There was another man in Niger. His name was Usman. When he was 1 year old, both his mother and his father died. And he was given over to some relatives. And he stayed with his relatives for about, well, I think 2 years. I don't remember the exact details, but he stayed a couple of years with I think it was like his uncle and aunt. And after 2 years, they said, well, we cannot afford to care for you anymore. You'll go to some other relatives. And so he was sent to some other relatives. And from he was 1 year old, he stayed for period like from 1 year, 2 years, or half a year with different people. Year after year, he was just sent here and there. And from the time he was about 8 years old, people that he stayed with started to abuse him sexually. Young boy. And the time he was 11 or 12, he said, I will never trust anyone again. And he moved out in the bush. And he decided, he's made himself a little house of straw and some sticks, you know, and he stayed there alone. And he was stealing a bit, and he was trying to work a little here and there, and he barely was able to survive. He survived alone. And when he was about 20, he came to a Christian meeting. He gave his life to Jesus, had a powerful meeting with Jesus. And he was, for a couple of years, he was really enjoying his new life in the church. But you know, with that background, wherever he came, also in the church, there was new conflicts. Conflicts and quarrels and one thing after each other. And after 5 years or something in the church, he just gave up them also. He was even more filled with bitterness than ever before. Well, there was two churches in that town. He gave his life to Christ in the evangelical church, and there was a Catholic church there also. So he went over to the Catholic church. But there, even quicker, he found out he couldn't stay there. And about 15 years later, I was eating on one of these street cafes in Niger, in West Africa. And I got in contact with him, started preaching to him. He had his clothes, he looked like a Muslim, like 99% of everyone is there. And I expected him to be a Muslim, but he, little by little, he said that, well, I was a Christian for a while. I believe in God, but I don't believe in his people. But he came to our church, and about 3 years ago, Duncan Smith, some of you know him? he came to our church, and he was speaking about the Father's love. And Usman, you know, he had never told us his story. And Usman was just totally changed by the love of the Father. Should we be praying here? He's deaf and blind. Let us stretch our hands toward him.
Okay.
You're his wife. Now there is the wife. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask now, right now, Father, for a creative miracle. We command his eyes to open and the ears to open in the name of Jesus. Come right now, Holy Spirit. Come right now, Holy Spirit. We command his eyes and his ears to open in the name of Jesus. Oh, come. Kingdom of God, come right now. Kingdom of God, come right now. Shenga brolovo sikri belenoria sendini mokoyuter indaya. Oh, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we just command his ears and his eyes to open. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is here. Amen. Thank you, Father, for a miracle here tonight, Father. Oh, thank you that you are here. Thank you that your kingdom is here to be manifested tonight, Father. Thank you for the manifestation of your kingdom here tonight, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You know, we'll continue to pray here. You know, I was talking to you about Usman. Hallelujah. You know, while I continue to preach, the Holy Spirit is working on our brother here. Hallelujah. And Usman, he came to our church. And actually, when he came to our church, I forgot that part. After a short time, he created trouble everywhere there also. Everywhere. And after a while, I mean, he stopped going to church. But this day, when Duncan was there, the love of the Father touched him. Usman, he was so wounded from his upbringing, from his background. Can anyone see what he's saying? Mm-hmm.
But she has to write it down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, wonder where his wife is. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay. We'll continue to pray more for you afterwards. Yes. Just continue to stay there. You know, well, let me just say that... Okay. The Lord was speaking to me when we were talking here, when we were ministering to people here, that there are some of you that God is reminding you that he's calling you into a ministry of healing. Who is that? There are several of you. Amen. Oh, that's good. Hallelujah. You know, Usman... He was so full of rejection, and he was really the role model of an orphan spirit. He was really so full of rejection. But then the Lord starting, but Daddy started to fill him with his love. And you know, slowly, slowly, Usman started to change. And I told the students yesterday how one day I told him, we'll go to your village. And he didn't dare to tell people in his village that he was a Christian. He had been like up and down. I mean, he was Christian a couple of years, then he was not, and then he was, and then was not, and then he, you know. And he did not dare to tell them. But one day, the Lord told me to go to his village, and I, there in front of this Muslim, all the, everyone in his village were Muslims. His chief was there, the chief and the people that he had been hiding from. And I, when I was there, I was preaching, telling them about the kingdom of God. And you know, when we come to new Muslim villages and towns, we need to demonstrate the power of God. Amen. God is doing great things over here now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Restoration. We command the sight and hearing to be normalized. Amen. And you know, Usman, when I was in his village, there was one boy there who has been, he broke his back when he was 1 year old. He was about 16 years old when we met him. And the people in the village said, if anyone needs healing in this village, it is this man. I just prayed for the chief. He had some small problem somewhere. He was instantly healed. And now they brought up the big problem. And I told everyone, now Usman will pray. You know, Usman had been hiding. Usman didn't even tell them that he was a believer. He knew that they knew about him, but he didn't dare to tell them. And this guy came up, this young man with his broken leg. Well, he was not totally broken because he was actually able to walk, but he was in constant pain, and he could not do anything. He could not carry anything, could not work. This man came up, and I said, Usman, you can heal him. And Usman, you know, no. Usman knew how many times he had a new chance. He was so happy that he was even one of our people. But that he would be used by God in his own village like that, you know, he had never believed it. But I brought Usman up. And when this guy came up, the young man came up, and Usman put his hand on his back, he was immediately healed. And there was full movement in his back, and he's immediately started to run around. He started to pick up things. He started to lift things, and the whole village was just in awe. And the chief said, "Wow, we know now why Usman has been kept away from us. He has become a prophet." And a prophet in the ears of a Muslim is more than a prophet. I mean, that was Muhammad and Jesus and a couple of others. You know, hallelujah. But God is a God of new beginnings. Amen. And right now, I want those people that know that God is calling them into a healing ministry, come up here. Come up here. Oh, that's a couple of people. That's more than a couple of people. Hey, man. And afterwards, we will release you on the sick people here. Oh. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let's just stay in the presence of the Lord for a moment.
Hallelujah.
Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we release a wave of healing anointing. Whoa. Gifts of healing. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, thank you, Father. Come right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. You know, Romans 8:28 says that Jesus was that we will be transformed into his image, that he may become the firstborn among many brethren, among many brothers and sisters. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Oh. Oh, Father, we release people into the ministry of the healing ministry of Jesus. The same kind of healing ministry, Father. Oh, come, Father. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, healing anointing, Father. Shekaya rendaya. Come, Holy Spirit. Shekai. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Hey, oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Shinga broto se te te de denda maya yere. Oh, your ministry is not only here, it's in your neighborhood and with your colleagues. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, resenda bareki sinia. Come, Father. Shikini me. Be. Kim olobovros in this Syria. Come. Come, Father. Shakayenara. Amen. Come, Father. Amen. Come, Father. Miracles in these hands in the name of Jesus. you, Father. Come, Father. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Shenga brolobo sesesesetindi mar. Come, Father. Shake rendo mosif endonia. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some of you felt the anointing of God flowing through you. Some felt it very powerfully. Some felt a little. Some felt nothing. But this, you know, what I was talking about today is God is giving you a new chance. He's And the ball is in your court. Amen. Because when you serve God, when you walk with Him, it's a walk of faith. Amen. And whatever you felt today, you will walk out, you will walk in faith, and you will be bold and heal the people you met. Amen. Oh, is there someone that came up for this first altar call that we have not been praying for? The four here. Okay. Amen. Just receive. Just be there and receive. Come, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Oh, Ramasasaya rindi ni makiria la brondo sese tanda brondo loya. I will take you from your present place and I will lift you, says the Lord, and you will be dependent upon me. You are not your own boss anymore. Shekem borolo bosini mekiboro londoya. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Yeah, just check it out. If I'm still Lord, put yourself in that position. Make yourself. Amen. Amen. You know, some of you, there are some people here, you came here today because you are sick. Those that have been prayed for already, if some of you have sicknesses in your body, that's not what we prayed for now, huh? Please, you don't need to partake in ministering to the rest. But the rest of you here, if you are able, you stand up, and everyone that want to receive healing today, be ready. Amen. Those that we prayed for here right now, can you stand on the line here, facing the audience? Except if you want to be prayed, ministered to and prayed for because you are sick and or you have pain in your body or you have any kind of symptoms in your body. Every one of you that are able to stand here that I was praying for you and also including the ministry team, please come here. Yes. We're just those that need prayer, just wait a moment. And those that are ready to minister and pray for the sick, you stand on the line here. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we ask your healing power to flow through everyone here today. We command your healing power to flow through everyone here today. Amen. You can go up to two and two together. Two and two together. The people in front there. And then if you need to be, you need healing, come up here. The presence of God is here. Healing flows in this room right now. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we release healing virtue, healing power to flow here today. Who else need healing here today? Okay. Okay, so we'll pray for him. What is your...
My jaw, it's like my nerves and my tubes are very painful.
You feel it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, constantly?
Yeah, especially when I eat.
Okay. We take this one first. If there's... Yep. Okay.
No, not scoliosis. Okay. Curved back. My back is curved.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just command the nerves in his jaw to be healed right now. Come right now, Holy Spirit. Command all pain to leave his jaw right now. Amen. How do you feel? Test it immediately.
It's a little bit painful.
A little bit painful? Is there any difference?
There is a difference, yeah.
There is a difference. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command this pain to leave. We command the nerves to be restored and healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Come right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. How is it? A little moment. So your right now, in the name of Jesus, be straight, in the name of Jesus. I also command the chest and everything that has been twisted there because of the back. I command it to straighten out in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
thank you so much for watching. We want to wish you a very good week. Be blessed. Let the Holy Spirit fill you. We're going to have some more ministry time. So we would like to see you next time. Have a nice week. Amen.